Therefore, as through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed unto all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the likeness of Adam's transgression. Romans 5:12-14. The Apostle John addressed the nature of sin, saying, "Everyone that doeth sin doeth also lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." 1 John 2:4. As well as all unrighteousness is sin. 1 John 5:17. Another term used to define sin is iniquity, which is literally lawlessness. Matthew 7:23. Dealing with the matter of sin, as the Apostle Paul did, he indicated that sin was in the world before the law, and sin was imputed, or to reckon, or take into account. This fact was not only stated by the Apostle Paul, but also indicated by Moses. Whether it was Cain and Abel, the spirits in prison in the days of Noah, or Jehovah's rebuke of Eliphaz, saying, "My wrath is kindled against thee, and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. Now therefore, take unto you 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourself a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, that I deal not with you after your folly. For ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath." Job 42:7-8. All of these events shed light on Jehovah taking into account the sins of man. Convincing man of sin is really not an issue in the majority of cases. There are those who may deny sin verbally, but as the Apostle Paul said, "For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when Gentiles that have not the law do by nature the things of the law, these, not having the law, are the law unto themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness therewith, and their thought one with another, accusing or else excusing them, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men according to my gospel by Jesus Christ." Romans 2:13-16. As it was stated by Isaiah, saying, "For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them." Isaiah 59:12. As a result of man's condition, manifested in the facts we have considered, the Apostle Paul's words, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23, have found a home in your heart. The question is, what are you going to do about it? The Apostle Peter revealed man's only hope, saying, "And in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved, and that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." Acts 4:10-12. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, "For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5:10.